You're listening to episode 209 of Lifestyle Locker Radio with David Korsunsky.
Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and I want to welcome you to Lifestyle Locker Radio. It is here where we talk all things lifestyle, from fitness to nutrition, peak performance to longevity, awesome relationships to inspirational stories. We take you on an amazing journey to all things life and lifestyle. Enjoy the ride. And for today's guest, if you want to learn more than they're going to tell you on this show, I urge you to scroll down, check out the show notes to get a detailed bio and everything you need to know about our guest today. We also encourage that you comment, review, and share this show if you are enjoying it from wherever and whenever you're listening. Lastly, we encourage you to check out all the links that we provide in the show notes. They are there for you, for your health, for your lifestyle. We ultimately want you to unleash your human potential. So dive into this episode. We'll see you on the inside. Hey everyone, welcome back to Lifestyle Locker Radio. We've got a great guest today. We're gonna talk a little bit about biohacking and tracking health data and how to actually use it to actually become a healthier human being. I absolutely love this concept. And Dave, I wanna welcome you to this show because this is like, you're like the brainchild of this really cool technology.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Josh. I'd love to share more about what we're working on and share more on how we as individuals can start to use some simple data to calibrate our lifestyle for better health.
Yeah. So why don't we start with this? Because our guests love to learn who you are as a person and the why behind your yeah. product, which I think is super cool.
Yeah. Well, I was raised by a pack of wolves on the frozen Canadian tundra.
Very cool.
Actually, I was born on the Canadian tundra. I'm actually from Winnipeg, Canada. Okay. So I spent 25 humbling winters in Winnipeg, Canada, and really just kind of grew up in a small town in the equivalent of what you would call the Midwest of Canada. Mm-hmm. So it was all a very agricultural society. Everything was based on corn and grains and canola and all of the things that later in life I realized were probably not so good for me. So I grew up just with a very limited understanding of what I was putting into my body in a small town. And then through some career opportunities, ended up working in the United States and ultimately made my way over to the California Bay Area. And this was around the 2007 timeframe. And that's when I really started getting interested in the notion of how do I optimize my own health? And I was always a technologist, and the technologist in me always had access to incredible data. And I could walk into an organization and in 5 minutes, I could find where they had performance problems in their entire computer system. But I couldn't do that with my health. So I'd always been really enchanted with this idea of using data analytics for health optimization. And at one time in my life, I did have to work through a very difficult health challenge. It was a period of about 6 months where I was dealing with some really, really heavy levels of stress. And that actually became it reached a point where it had become what is known as maladaptive, where my body was no longer able to handle the stress in a healthy way. And it started manifesting in ways that were very unhealthy, and there were a lot of very unpleasant physical side effects from stress. So that's when I realized I needed to make some changes, and I was lucky enough to find a great functional medicine doctor who was in Texas at the time. And so all my medical records were in all these different patient portals, and all of the biomarkers I was tracking were in all of these different systems. So I built my own application to essentially scrape all this data down so I could share it with my functional doctor. And it worked. It was awesome. And it took me as a layperson. I didn't understand a lot of these blood tests my doctor was running, but I knew enough to look at the results each time and know if they were moving in the direction that we both wanted them to go. And that's really all we need to understand is, are the numbers moving in the right direction? And can we work with a health expert who can guide us on that process and have some biometrics, because everything is so individualized It's based on genetics and epigenetics and lifestyle.
I love that word.
And all the choices we've made up to this point in our life determine how we're going to respond to one type of modification or another one. And so it's all individualized. And I was like, well, man, how can I cut through all the BS out there? Because you can read 10 different opinions on the same topic.
Yes.
And so for me, it was just like, okay, give me the numbers. And I'm going to use that as my foundation. And then I'm going to acquire all the information and use my own personal bullshit detector and just decide what I want to implement and what I don't, and just use the data as a source of truth. And that's now become my life's work, is to make these tools available to everybody who needs them.
Yeah, that's really neat that so many of the people that I get to have these conversations with on the podcast have had their challenge has become their like superpower.
Awesome.
Which I love hearing, because then it doesn't become a job. It doesn't become work. It becomes a passion. No,
it's your life's mission. It's your life's work.
It's
something
so cool.
I can work on 24/7, and I actually have to be careful that I don't work on it 24/7, because I need to eat my own dog food. So when I'm getting on and doing demos, I need to make sure my HRV numbers look good and my sleep quality looks good. And that also keeps me very accountable to myself.
Yeah,
because I know where I have to have my own numbers so that I don't put myself back into a situation where I'm entering a burnout state. So the data keeps me accountable to myself,
which is so cool, because I track some of the things that Heads Up Health tracks. I don't have them all in one place, as you like.
We'll get you there,
right? I know. I'm already like planning and looking at all the data right now that I need to start tracking for myself. But it's, as far as someone like myself and yourself, but I'm in the health world. So when I have my Oura Ring and I'm showing a patient, hey, listen, this is a device that I think is great. You may want to check out because it tracks X, Y, and Z. You know, if I show it to like, oh, your sleep score is 20 or something, it's like, wait, how is that good?
Yeah.
You know, out of 100?
Yeah.
Type of thing. So yeah, no, I agree. It's, we got to eat. We practice what we preach, right?
Yes.
And I think it's so cool that you actually do that, and you do it on a very grand scale, and that you were able to come out of a hole of poor health by figuring out all of these pieces and bringing them to someone and going, hey, look, I got all of this stuff, and we can track it in one spot rather than open up 74 different websites and applications and
PDF files.
Yeah. This is really genius.
Thank you. You know, in my case, just to share a bit more on it, it ended up being a result of some subclinical thyroid stuff. And that was because of essentially what the technical term is HPA axis, you know, the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal, the whole circuitry for my stress system was just jacked. And so I needed a good functional doc to help me figure that out, understand how my lifestyle choices were causing that problem. And it's a lifelong journey, but I'm just really, really grateful that I was able to make the changes I needed to make and then be able to provide some tools for other people who are in the same situation. And then also for experts like yourself, because if you're working with someone and you can have access to these parameters on one screen, it's going to make you much more effective to look at
without a doubt.
Blood sugar and their HRV and maybe their hemoglobin A1C. Yeah. So just putting these parameters together, it can be really helpful.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very cool way to track. And I mean, some of the stuff that I'm going to have you share with, like all the different things that are in here, but with some of these things, you know, for instance, myself, we were just chatting, you know, pre-recording, that, you know, I have the Oura Ring, I have a Garmin watch on me. I'm like doing all of these things and I'm constantly checking and looking. Now I can just open one app on my phone and I don't have to start searching through different things. I can get at one spot and be
happy.
Absolutely.
There's incredible technology on the market that we have access to as consumers. We can order our own blood tests online. We can get a device that measures our blood sugar and our ketones. We can get this incredible technology that's helping us understand it. But these are all like these discrete little silos. So the technology is there, and if we can put the puzzle pieces together, then this technology becomes even more powerful. And this is my personal opinion. I'd love your expert opinion on this as well, but we live in an environment where we're bombarded by sedentary lifestyle and mm-hmm. by foods that have been engineered to trigger our reward circuitry to the highest possible mm-hmm. degree by food companies with fMRI machines.
AKA food science, it's not food.
Yeah, how can we light up the dopamine circuits or the reward circuits with mm-hmm. this food we engineered? And we're trying to basically survive against this stuff, and we may live in a place that has unhealthy water, and we may not have access to the right types of environmental factors. So it's like, how do we have our own defenses against this? And a lot of people have opinions that maybe tracking is not helpful, and that's totally fine for a lot of people. But for me, it's my defense mechanism to make sure that I'm resilient against all of the stuff coming at me from my environment.
Well, you know, we have like our two environments, where we have internal and external environments. And I agree that between lack of movement with, you know, we joke around with our patients in our practice and say, listen, if you're at a grocery store and you're shopping, like you go to the organic food section, that's where you should shop. What's everything else in the grocery store? What is it? It's not even food, right? It's like something else. Yeah. So making those choices and being able to have some kind of data that can say, wow, you know what? I got 8 hours or whatever the number is that's good for that person of sleep. And I ate, you know, also organic food, and I went for an exercise. I got a chiropractic adjustment. Now look at all these scores are starting to clear. Yeah, and I go out exciting. For a weekend on vacation, and you know, I drink like 12 beers a day. I sleep 16 hours a day or whatever it is, or get no sleep at all. And I come back and all these numbers are totally screwed up. Yep. It's very easy to understand numbers that way.
Well, and people just learn to calibrate themselves. Yeah. You look at the good numbers and you look at the bad numbers, and you just intuitively connect that back to the choices you've made. And it becomes very easy to self-optimize at that point.
Yes, I agree. And this is the thing, you know, with the audience that's listening, I truly believe all of you are the people that want something like this, that want to better yourselves. But believe it or not, there are people that if we gave them this data, like if I held up my iPad and said, here's all your data, they would like put blinders on because they just don't want to know. They'd rather still eat their garbage food. They would still rather just go run and get more drugs. They would much rather go and just sit in front of a TV and ignore it and say, you know what? If I don't pay attention, it'll go away anyway. Mm-hmm. And most people's health does go away when you ignore it. So yeah, I think this is going to be for a good amount of people, because I truly believe that the healthy people are going to start to inherit the earth.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is going to die off. I know it sounds very morbid to me, but when you don't take care of your life and your lifestyle, your lifespan is going to shrink big time.
Yeah, just becoming your own detective, becoming highly proactive. I think we have the best medical system in the world when you're already screwed.
Yeah, it's emergency medicine. It's not healthcare.
Yeah, exactly. And I have family members where that system has saved their life multiple times over. But in terms of like how we can live an optimal life and have an extremely high quality of life into our 60s and 70s and 80s, for me, it starts with now in my 40s and making sure that I keep my blood sugar levels to a healthy level. And I even know what that means, and that I'm consistently getting quality rest. This is a 5, 10, 15, 20 year investment that I want to make in myself. So it's also looking at it from the long game.
Yeah. Well, what I think everybody really has to realize is that the fastest growing group on the planet right now are called centenarians. Mm-hmm. And we got to decide, and those are 100-year-olds people, we got to decide how we want to get there.
Yeah.
And, you know, my dad has this joke in our practice. He says, you know, how do you want to get there, in a wheelchair or a Ferrari?
Yeah, exactly. And I still want to be playing tennis and golf and doing yoga. And those are the things that I love to do, and I want to keep doing them. So I make the investment. Also, I'm a business owner, and you're a business owner.
Yeah.
And I need to wake up every day and know that I'm optimal. So it's almost an essential survival tool for me, having this data for my career.
I think it's a thrival tool for you. You can survive. You may do pretty poor surviving.
Yeah,
you
didn't take care of yourself. A grouchy a-hole to all of the people working for me if I'm not managing my sleep and making sure to take care of myself and showing up every day, being happy and genuine and making everyone around me light up in the office. That really comes down to how I manage my sleep and my meditation and all of that stuff. So there's two sides of it. There's there's the side where you can self-optimize. You and I talked about this. Mm-hmm. We both kind of got swept up in this whole notion of self-optimization and early proteges of Asprey's podcast. And
you're right.
just high performers looking to perform higher actually is it's fun. And then there's also the component of it, which is making sure we stay healthy and stay out of the doctor's office. So those are the two sides of this whole self-quantified self is reverse engineering a health issue on one end of the spectrum. Uh-huh. And kicking as much butt as possible on the other side of the spectrum.
Yeah. So I truly believe this really can be utilized by anybody and everybody, regardless of where their health is currently. And would you mind just diving in? I know we mentioned all of them, like the glucose and the body mass index and blood pressure. Can you just give us an overview of what the app is, or the application, I should say, so people are not just thinking it's a thing on a phone, and how does it work?
Yeah, no problem. So think of it like a dashboard. And everyone understands the concept of a dashboard. Dashboard has certain parameters on it. Could be the dashboard you look at on your car. And it has oil temperature and tire pressure and fuel levels and miles on the engine and stuff like that. So imagine you create that for your health. So you sign in on the web. Most of the functionality you sign in on the web. And the first thing we'll ask you is, Josh, do you want to connect up any of your sources that contain your health data? And you could say, yeah, you know, I want to connect my LabCorp account. I got a lot of blood work at LabCorp. And I had some blood work at Quest. I want to connect Quest. And I have an Oura Ring. I want to connect that. And it looks like you have some kind of scale behind you there. What make is that in the corner of your office?
Oh, that's actually a vibe plate.
Oh, a vibe plate. Okay. But you have something that's measuring body composition. So you basically set up your dashboards.
Yeah.
And I want these metrics from my Oura Ring. I want these metrics from Quest. I'm tracking my blood sugar and my weight. And then you just calibrate those numbers. And as you make different lifestyle changes and we evolve over time, you use those numbers to calibrate your lifestyle. And the goal for Heads Up is to get your lifestyle data, sleep, exercise, diet, environment, nutrition, the choices we have the most control over, what we do every single day. That is the area where we have complete control over our health, and that's getting down to like epigenetics, which is how do my healthy lifestyle changes have a positive influence on me? So we want to help you measure your lifestyle. That's what all this technology does, and then overlay it with your medical records. So it's kind of like if you've ever used QuickBooks or Mint.com, you connect up all your credit cards and they give you all these charts on how much you're spending on all these different things. It's the exact same concept for health data. And it's just allowing people to really effectively self-manage and find what works. So think of it like your own personalized high performance health dashboard.
Which is great, which is, you know, and I said I love the word epigenetics. Because the things in our genes will change. Most people think their genes are their destiny.
That's right.
Which is not true. Our genes will express something positive or express something negative depending on our environmental factors, 100%. AKA food and movement and all of these cool things, absolutely. Meditation, you know. And I'm the first one to tell you that, you know, when I look at my HRV, the days I have the most profound meditations, it goes through the freaking roof.
Yes, sir.
And you know the Emily Fletcher?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, so she's a meditation guru in New York City. She's very, very cool, very, very well known in the meditation world. Mm. And you know, I started sending her some of my data.
Awesome.
From my Oura Ring, and she's like, "Holy cow!" She goes, "Can I share this?" I go, that's why I'm giving it to you. Like, I think this is powerful.
Yeah.
Because most people think it's a woo-woo thing.
Yeah.
Where if you're doing meditation or doing things that you do in your life and things and people who, like who you're being makes a huge impact on your health. It's so powerful. But now, I mean, imagine if I had all of these other little pieces of the puzzle, I go, wow, look, my meditation's affecting all of this.
Yeah.
Right. Like, holy crap.
And
right?
And that's really cool. And that's having a positive influence on how your genes express themselves. And
exactly.
And that's how we get to 100 in the Ferrari.
Yeah.
Is optimizing the environment around us. That is 95% of the equation right there. Mm-hmm. And that's really at the core of this. And then also having the blood work there to really keep yourself honest and say, okay, is this actually moving the numbers in the right direction? And that's the primary thesis for this software program is lifestyle data, clinical data. Secretly, I don't say we're trying to do epigenetic changes on this thing, but healthy habits, that's what it's going to do down at the micro level. So think of it like your own personal dashboard. And one thing I've noticed, Josh, maybe this is the same with you, but as I go through life, I find the numbers that are most important to me are changing. And so at one point in my life, I was really optimizing for body composition, you know, body fat and muscle mass and weight. Mm-hmm. And now as I've gotten maybe a little wiser or a little older, it's more about just making sure my blood sugar is in a good range every morning. And now the top numbers on my dashboard are actually sleep and heart rate variability. Mm-hmm. Whereas like a few years ago, I didn't even really have any heart rate variability data. I didn't even know what it was, you know, 18 months ago. And now that one's the most important. And in 18, you know, now I'm testing this Apollo device.
Okay. And
it could turn out that becomes the most important one. So as our knowledge evolves and our bodies evolve, what I track evolves as well over time.
Interesting. Would you mind, I know if we're going to, since this is an audio podcast, but we're also going to be sharing this video, would you mind just sharing, and we can talk through so the people that are listening will get an idea, just share a little bit of like maybe you said that the dashboard, you know, the desktop based dashboard.
Yeah. Let me get a screen set up here.
And so everybody knows with the Heads Up app, the Heads Up Health app, Nick, I'm looking at it. I have it on two devices. I have it on my iPad right now and I have it on my Android phone. But it'll be different and more complex and give you the best data when you're looking at it on a, you know, on a computer or a web browser, I should say, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, we started building the app for the first couple of years exclusively as a browser-based app because there's so much more screen real estate, especially when you're looking at like 20 years of blood work. It just doesn't look that good on the phone. Now what we're doing is kind of porting all that information back to the mobile app, but we've really only got about 30% of the functionality ported over at this point. So I'm going to share my screen on the web.
Okay.
And hopefully you can see this. There we go. Has it loaded for you, Josh?
Yeah. It's loaded for me. I see it nice and clear.
Yeah. So you can see the numbers I use to calibrate myself at this point are my sleep time and my morning recovery score, which is just an algorithm that looks at all of the data from Aura or BioStrap, which is another one I commonly test. You can see that I can toggle between the two.
Oh, that's great. So you can actually choose a device that you want to take the data from.
Yeah, like you can see from my steps, I've had all of these devices over the years, but now I'm tracking it from my Apple Watch.
Okay.
So you can toggle between the two. A lot of people have changed devices over time, and so they all come in here. But for me, I'm always looking at my sleep and my physical recovery. You can see those are the top four tiles on my dashboard. Sleep, readiness, heart rate variability. And then down below, you can see I've got my steps from my Apple Watch. That just helps me make sure I'm getting even the basic amount of movement throughout the day and that I'm not just tapping away on the computer incessantly. And I'm pretty physically active. So I'll look at the days when I play tennis and look at the days when I do other activity. And you can see I was at about 15,000 on Tuesday and keeping a pretty good amount of physical activity. So this comes from my Apple Watch. And then we also connect to the Keto Mojo. And with the Keto Mojo, I'm able to track my blood sugar and my ketones on a regular basis. I'm not always in nutritional ketosis. More importantly for me is checking my blood sugar every morning.
Yeah, I would say it's more important because I think ketosis is something that if you're going to want to be in, you want to be in and out of.
In and out. Yeah, pulse it. And there's ways to make it work for the long term, but that's just not really where I'm at. For me, I think it's meant to be used more cyclically than anything.
Yeah.
And then you can see we do have a fasting timer. So a lot of people are doing extended fasts, 24, 48, 72, even up to 7 days, and they can record their HRV and their blood sugar and their ketones as they go through an extended fast. And it just helps you understand how your body is responding and, you know, weight, body fat. There's, if you're working on blood pressure, you can measure that. You can make this as simple as you want to make it. We have people with just 3 simple tiles on their dashboard, and that's okay. So and you can.
I'm just looking with something like blood pressure.
Yeah.
Is that something that, just as an example, that be something like you would manually enter? Like if you have a digital device, you just take the blood pressure and then you just import the data?
Yeah, I have an old, you know, $50 Omron blood pressure cuff. And I just wake up in the morning once a week, I just punch it in. But if you have a Bluetooth model, we'll sync with the Bluetooth model electronically.
Okay.
So you can see if I wanted to use one, I could just toggle over here. And it would switch to like the Apple Health or the Withings blood pressure cuff. So it's up to you. I only check it once a week, if that. So I just punch that one in manually.
I was just thinking that might be one that, you know, some, like for me, I don't really check it that much at all. But if I wanted to, I wasn't sure if that was a, you know, something that would sync or that's something I have to, I can just put
either
it,
one like, with all in. These metrics, you can type it in or you can sync it.
Okay.
And you know, what's interesting for me, Josh, is I've actually found tracking blood sugar to be a really helpful way to track my stress levels and my sleep quality. Because when I'm getting a really, really good night's sleep and my HRV is up and my stress is low, my blood pressure actually is probably up to 20% lower than when I'm getting poor sleep and when I'm stressed. So you can buy a blood pressure cuff and just use that as a proxy for stress. So
yeah, of course.
Most people don't think about it that way, but that's just one thing I've noticed in my own patterns. And then the next step would be bringing in all of the blood work. And this is, you can see my cholesterol, my hemoglobin A1C, my hsCRP. I have everything here on myself. So it doesn't matter what doctor I go to. I have 15 years of lab tests on my body, and I'm self-employed. So I've been on an Affordable Care Act. I've changed doctors. I can't even count how many times in my life. And so I have to keep the source of truth here. So you can see, I can go all the way back to 2005 on all of my blood work.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And a lot of chronic illness actually develops over the course of decades. It's not just something you wake up and you have type 2 diabetes. And so if you've got those trends going back 3, 5, 10 years, you'll start to see patterns emerging and potentially cut it off. The problem is that your doctor really only has information for the amount of time that you've been their patient. So,
and this is something that gets imported from, like, digitally. I'm not going to go and start typing every single one of these things in.
No, like, so you can see here, you can go to Connect Medical Records. And so then you can just like connect Quest and LabCorp.
Perfect. Oh, very cool.
And if you've been to another doctor, we probably have a connection to the portal. So just like you connect your online bank account and log in to do your online banking, your doctors have the same portals. You may not have an account, but you can go register on their website and you can log in. Your blood work will be there. And then you can link all of those providers so you actually have the full history. We basically recompile your medical history here so that you have the full source of truth.
Everybody, so I know for those of you that are listening, this is a real, I mean, this is so much more complex than I even, you know, I hate to use the word assume, but I had to assume because I didn't see it live. Like, holy cow, this is, I mean, you can really, this is a great storage place, but a great place for you just to start to look at, like he said, you have your lifestyle habits mixed over. If you're, you know, someone that has a lot of these blood tests and blood markers, you can go, okay, look, I'm doing these things and it's changing yearly or month or, you know, every 6 months or whatever it is. You can see that you're going in the right or the wrong direction. You may need to change certain things.
Yeah. And you don't have to be a medical expert to understand all of this stuff. We don't expect everybody to know what all of these tests mean. That's why we have people like you.
Yeah.
And we can just consult with any health expert we want and get some proper guidance. And a lot of the times a conventional medicine won't even order all the lab tests you want if you're trying to be very proactive and preventative. One of my favorite examples is the fasting insulin test, which you're probably familiar with. Mm-hmm. That can help you understand you may be on the path to type 2 diabetes several years before your blood sugar ranges actually cross over the line. But most doctors won't order that because there's no code to bill your insurance for it. So just go order it online. It's $50. Do it yourself. And a lot of people do that. And you know, that's what we have access to this as individuals and as consumers now. We have so much power and control to do these things and self-optimize. So it's fun.
It is. And I'm so glad. You know, I love the way the universe works, that we get to be brought together. Mm-hmm. Right through like someone we know.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm really grateful, because this is something that I, you know, will gladly share with everybody that's listening is watching knows that they're hearing about this, but all the people that walk into my practice door, like this is something you need to look at. And I can show them my dashboard and everything. Because this is power. You know, this is power for the people. It really, really, really is. Because with, you know, the U.S. being one of the sickest countries in the world,
100%.
It takes, you know, I think we're 5% of the global population. I think we take something like 50%, over 50% of the medication and over 80% of the antipsychotic medication on the planet.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. So if we can start to take control of ourselves, what's possible? I mean, the healthier are going to inherit the earth, people. Come on. Like, this is so powerful.
Hey, you know, you hear these statistics that this is the first generation that's going to have a shorter lifespan than the previous generation. I say BS. I say we have the technology to completely flip that around. You get your numbers dialed in, you start listening to some great podcasts like yours, and you have your data handy. You're showing up in the Ferrari if you know how to take care of yourself and monitor yourself. And if we arm people with the tools and the knowledge, then we can flip that trend upside down. And that's really powerful and exciting to me. And I try to live that every single day myself.
So what are the best ways to people get this technology? I know it's just, you're going to say something so simple, right? Just go to the app store on your phone or go online.
Go try it out. We set it up really easy. You can sign up for 30 days. We don't ask you for a credit card at all. You can just use every single widget in the app for 30 days and just make sure you like it. And there's absolutely no pressure to sign up at all. And if you find that this adds value to your life, then you can just get on a subscription plan and use the software. If you have some devices, you can start connecting those up right away. If you just want to start punching some numbers in manually, that's a really easy way to start. You could have a $20 bathroom scale at your house and a glucometer and a blood pressure meter, or even an old sewing tape measure, and just put in your waist circumference and your blood sugar once a week and start getting comfortable with the idea of self-measurement. And then it just becomes a rabbit hole, and you go down the rabbit hole, and it's really just all kinds of things you can learn about yourself and secretly turn you into a data nerd. And make sure you show up in the Ferrari,
and make you superhuman at the same time, because you'll start making better choices for yourself, and even for your family. I mean, if you're a parent, and you see your health going in the wrong direction, and you have data now that supports you to bring you in the right direction, the choices you make are going to transfer over to your children.
Epigenetics in action,
right? Yeah. So people always say, well, you know, and I hear this with patients, like, oh my, you know, I have arthritis. Well, my parents had arthritis. I go, no, your parents had poor posture, which you mirrored over the course of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. That's why you have arthritis. It's not in every single joint in your whole body. It's in these areas, you know. So I don't want you to blame your genes, germs, or bad luck on your health. I want you to take action, because what we know scientifically is that 70-90%, depending on what literature you look at, 70-90% of the our health is based on lifestyle choice. Which means the other stuff is based on genetics. So I'd rather hedge our bets on the big numbers than the
small. I was reading this book recently. It's like 5% of cancer cases are a direct result of a genetic mutation.
Yeah.
The other 95% are lifestyle related, environment, diet, things that are in our are not. They're lifestyle related. So hopefully that helps us understand why optimizing lifestyle is so important. That's one example, but that's a really, really staggering statistic that only 5% of it is truly a genetic cause. The rest is within our control.
Yeah, it can be scary if we just let you know what's been going on in our I say in the U.S. alone, like with we just get pumped with medications. We're like sheep.
Yeah, like sugar medications.
Yeah, all this stuff. Like we just it's just like we just line up. Here's the crap. You know, and I've said this on another podcast. I think you'll appreciate this. There's a reason they call it the Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah.
Right. They give you bad food.
Yeah.
Then they administer the drugs.
Yeah.
Then they recycle it back again, and it just gets this like this
trillions of dollars of GDP in flux there.
Yeah. So, but if we we take the information that we know is working, it's real, like our own data, it's a win.
Totally. So, yeah. And it's not that hard. So that's my life's work. That's my mission. I'm an open book. So anybody can find me. I'm David@headsuphealth.com. I read every single email that comes into our support queues as well. So we really, really take a lot of pride and passion in the work that we do and have really big aspirations in terms of how we can help people self-manage.
Awesome. So I want to give everybody just a heads up. The link to this episode is going to be lifestylelocker.com/headsuphealth. And you can go there to get all of the details, all the show notes, all the links to connect with Dave, with the company, to learn more and stay connected with us, because we're going to connect you with people like him. Like, I mean, come on, like how cool is this?
Yeah. Thank you.
I've never heard of this until today, and I know many of you may not have, but now how many more people are going to be empowered to be better, be healthier? So Dave, I want to thank you for one, creating the product, or creating the technology, I should say. And then second, thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, it's immensely complicated to try to build this. It looks really beautiful and pretty. That's when we know we're doing a good job, but it's really, really intricate work to build. So thank you for having us on and giving us an opportunity to share our work. Very grateful, Josh. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And everybody, again, lifestylelocker.com/headsuphealth to get all of the details. All right, Dave, thank you again, bud.
Thanks, man.